We've talked about influencers, ordinary people who share opinions about products on social media and often are paid by the companies who make those products because they know it's much cheaper than traditional advertising. Well, now there are patient influencers, people who share their thoughts about medications, sometimes paid by the drug makers and represented by companies that broker their services. Kate Sheridan is with our partners at STAT. And Kate, you wrote about one such company, WeGo Health. How does this work?
So it works in several ways. One of the focuses of my piece was that this is now happening in an organized way through what I referred to as almost like a talent agency for patient influencers. This particular company will talk to pharmaceutical companies, to drug developers, and ask them what they'd like help with. And then they will go through their database of influencers that they've collected over the years they've been in business and see who would like to work with this company.
You profile a patient, Anne-Marie Ciccarella, not a doctor, not a researcher, someone getting paid by drug companies to promote a product. What are the kinds of things that they say?
Well, in Anne-Marie's case, what she does is actually two, I think, different things. She has written about procedures that she's had done that have been free of cost to her, but she's also been paid for her time and her expertise as a patient directly from pharmaceutical companies. So she's spoken on panels about what she's learned as a patient and as a caregiver. She's spoken about what could be done differently in some cases.
Well, so she maybe can be critical of the drug industry, but doesn't this raise the same questions that it does when we learn that doctors, for instance, are being paid by the drug company or being given things like trips to promote certain medications that you can't trust? I mean, how can we trust that they're not just doing this for the money that Anne-Marie and other patients might be paid to talk about a product?
I think it does raise a lot of the same questions. But at the same time, the answer to that question is grounded in the same principle, right? Trust. We have to have some trust in our physician that they're doing what's best for us. And if we don't have that trust, then yes, of course, we should be questioning what they're advising. The same really holds true for these influencers. They have very dedicated followings based on the idea that they're a reliable source of information.
Well, for instance, if they are, let's say, a cancer survivor and they're still having treatments, and they are not giving the correct information out to other cancer survivors, I imagine they would quickly not be an influencer.
That would be a huge problem, yes. Yeah. Not only for the trust that they've built with their following, but also with the FDA, of course. A lot of these patient influencers that this talent agency will work with, they very specifically want to provide correct information to patients, not just to anybody.
Well, and there is some light regulation of this, correct? I mean, you can't just willy-nilly post things.
If the company is putting out incorrect information, that's really when the FDA will step in and say, hey, you guys need to take this down and correct it. In general, the influencers are kind of responsible for keeping themselves in their own lanes. Of course, when you get compensated by a company for that, as we saw in the Kim Kardashian case, you do kind of reflect back on that company.
Remind people what happened with Kim Kardashian West in 2015.
So Kim Kardashian West posted something on her Instagram promoting a pill for morning sickness. She said that she had been using it during her pregnancies and it made her feel better. Unfortunately, she forgot or neglected, rather, to disclose the potential risks and also that it hadn't been studied in women with a particularly severe form of morning sickness. Mm. So the FDA sent a letter to the company warning them that it had to be provided next time and that the post should be taken down or corrected in some way.
And you've said that these could be niche patients. They don't have to have hundreds of thousands of followers. It just matters that people want to listen to them. But how many of these influencers do you think are out there?
I mean, this particular agency says it has a roster of over 100,000.
Oh,
I think,
wow.
Yeah, it's quite a lot. But at a certain point, those are just the influencers that have been identified.
And you've talked to a company, Synovian. How did they characterize to you the benefit of these influencers for them?
Not only did the company get more impressions, which is kind of a traditional marketing metric for products, but they also saw that more and more people were following through on certain actions that they have linked and have studied with actually getting a drug.
So I'm looking at the numbers here. Their impressions, the people just looking at this, jumped from less than 100,000 to more than 13 million after they used the WeGo kind of patient hub service, talent agency, if you will. 13 million. Also, they saw that about 14,000 filled out a discussion guide, which to them, that's one step closer to buying the drug.
Precisely.
Yeah. As somebody who uses these influencers, how do you approach this? I mean, how much, you say it's a matter of trust. Is there a way to vet them? How do you trust it?
I think at a certain point, it's important that anybody who sees something on social media or online talks about it with their healthcare provider. A lot of people do that, and some people don't feel comfortable. They think they're going to feel judged, or they think that their provider is going to dismiss them. But it's really the only way, short of going through papers and trying to decipher the research yourself, to get a real sense of whether or not you should take action on something that you're seeing online.
That's Kate Sheridan from our partners at STAT. We'll link you to her writing about medical social media influencers at hearnow.org. Kate, thank you.
Thank you.
And a quick note, last night the 2018 National Book Awards were given out. Congratulations, Sigrid Nunez, who won the fiction prize for the exquisite The Friend. We'll post our talk at hearnow.org. Maybe we can influence you.